With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel faces a strategic threat from Hezbollah armed by Iran with as many as 170,000 highly accurate long-range rockets.
And they can take out all of our essential infrastructure, our air bases, our fuel lines. They could target Dimona. And then they also have cyber capabilities, something Hamas did not have.
Earlier this week on the Salem Radio Network, Oren says Israel's being attacked by enemies on all sides, starting with Hamas in Gaza and Lebanon-based Hezbollah.
In addition to that, there's the Shiite militias in Iraq and in Syria. We had a naval base in Eilat in the southern part of the country hit by a drone from Iraq the other day. The Houthis can hit us as well. The Houthis have rockets that can hit as far as Israel.
Also at SRNnews.com, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. and China have agreed to hold talks that will address a key American complaint about China's economic model.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States, for the potential to flood our markets with exports that make it difficult for American firms to compete.
Yellen is in day three of a five-day trip to China. Former President Trump's campaign says it raised $50.5 million Saturday when major donors gathered for his biggest fundraiser yet. The reported haul from the event at the Palm Beach, Florida home of billionaire investor John Paulson tops the single event fundraising record recently set by Democrat President Biden, who reportedly raised $26 million at a gathering with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. This is SRN News. Federal courts rule in favor of religious freedom.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas woman is suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. The so-called mother is seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed for 3 days after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room back in 2022. The suit also claims the hospital staff violated the patient's privacy rights, reporting the abortion to the DA's office. SRN News. A change is coming for Amazon Fresh stores.
Amazon is removing Just Walk Out technology from its Fresh stores as part of an effort to revamp the grocery chain. The company's well-known technology lets customers pay for items without standing in line and sends them receipts afterwards. Amazon says it will now be replaced by smart carts that allow customers to skip the checkout line but also see their spending in real time. The company says Just Walk Out technology will continue to be offered in Amazon Go stores and some smaller Amazon Fresh stores in the UK. John Scott reporting.
In Conway, Arkansas, that's about 30 miles north of Little Rock, police shot and killed a man after he opened fire at cops from inside a business at a shopping mall. Officers responded to a report about a man who had driven a vehicle into a massage therapy business and on Saturday. The SWAT team found the man, but he shot at them. They shot back. SRN News.